You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This week, I have a newfound love for the Olympics, and we get into all the best moments from the games so far.
We discuss Billie Eilish and Charlie XCX and the problem with queerbaiting.
We ask the question if award shows are dying out.
Plus, Kalani and Chris Brown are spotted together.
Womp womp. Hello and welcome back to Pop Off Podcast, the podcast where we tell you what's been popping off in pop culture this week. I'm Moose Ball.
And I'm Isla Loba.
Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and be sure to comment down below if you have an opinion on anything we speak on this week. Hello.
Hi. How are we?
I'm good. I've had a haircut. You know when it's like, oh, I was in a rut and I was like, I'm so ugly. And then I went for a haircut and a sunburn and I'm like, yes!
No, honestly, yesterday I was doing my makeup and I was like, I need to go and like go for a full day of just self-care because my eyebrows are fucked. I got the fucking little razor thing out. I've shaved off half my eyebrow. I do have a tan, which is the only thing I think that's saving me at the moment, but I'd be in a very deep, dark place if I didn't have a tan.
I know, I've been trying to like film TikToks and like I've been getting angry. I know this sounds so superficial, but it's like, cry about it. I've been getting angry filming TikToks because I'm like, why do I look like that?
Yes,
like,
no, it's so, anyone can understand.
I don't look like that in real life.
No, honestly, anyone could understand that though, honestly. And then you have to like slap on a little beauty filter and it's like, no, I don't even need that. The good me doesn't need that.
But also like, there's no beauty filter for men. Like you can like, I feel like on a girl, like you can like smooth the skin or like do the little cutie,
sometimes.
What's it called? I know that's not really your vibe, but like the girlies sometimes use that like cutie filter with the eyelashes. But like, it's like, I feel like smoothing skin on a guy makes them look worse.
Oh, really?
Because it makes them look like Ken Dolly.
Oh,
like,
I get you.
There's no, I mean, people say like grow a beard, but that's not my vibe.
Yeah, no.
It's crazy what, how you never know what someone's facial structure is underneath a beard. Like they could have a double chin or...
Oh my God, it's true.
That's why some people have beards to hide their double chins. How was Ibiza?
Yeah, Ibiza was good. That is my last time I'm going this year, please.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's just like, I'm just done now.
I guess there's only so much, like there is, it's a small island. Like there is only so much to do.
Let's just cut it whilst the vibes are good, you know?
I also feel like you've gone every time on party times.
Exactly. Like, nothing's been, like, apart from, yeah, no, everything's been, like, for something, like, big.
But, like, you also have gone in, like, groups and all that. Like, you haven't gone, like, I feel like people say there's so much to do in Ibiza, but that's if you go for, like, do it the chill side of the island and all that kind of stuff. Like, your groups and your purposes of your trip hasn't ever been the chill vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've just been doing the same thing every time.
Right. So, but yeah, no, it was good regardless, apart from me ripping off my whole nail, which is actually hanging on and it feels disgusting. So I'm just waiting for it to fall off. Like, I mean, the whole thing.
Can you not go to a nail shop?
I'm scared because it hurts so bad. Like, my whole actual real nail is going to fall off. So it's so beautiful. It's just like slowly like lifting and lifting and lifting. And it's disgusting.
What even, because what's, but if the nail comes off, what's underneath the nail?
Just skin. Have you ever ripped off a nail?
Nope. I don't want. I feel like you only rip off nails if you have acrylics, because the glue down to them pulls them up. Like how could I ever?
No, but like even a toenail though, I've ripped off a toenail.
Oh, I don't know actually. I don't think so. I've like ripped off part of it, but never the full.
Oh yeah, I've ripped off a full toenail.
That literally makes my skin crawl.
But yeah, apart from that, it was all good in the hood. I went to Pikes this time as well, which is so good. Pikes is 27 and over, but like we didn't get ID'd. Should I be concerned?
Oh, I thought it was 25. I didn't know it was 27.
No, apparently it's 27, yeah.
What? Why do you want a 30-plus geriatric party?
No, like, honestly, it makes the vibes way better. Trust
really?
Me,
I guess in Ibiza specifically. Yeah, because in the UK, like you wouldn't want to go to a 30-plus party.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I was going to say the younger the better, but absolutely not also. Like, no. We need the like mid-20s, yeah. You know?
You need like a 21 to 27. Yeah. Even 21's pushing it a bit now. Mm-hmm. Like, we're 25, come on. That sounds a bit cougary being like, where are the 21-year-olds at?
Oh my God, talking about 21-year-olds randomly, you know that girl on TikTok that's like with the guy that's 16?
Yes.
She needs to get the fuck
off.
She
is terrifying. But I'm also like, we need to stop giving her attention because she's loving the attention.
I know, yeah.
Like, people like that, and I guess we'll kind of get onto it with the state that the UK is in, like, they lack up when you all the reactions, obviously it's the morally correct thing to be like, hey babe, you know this is actually fucked up, mm-hmm. but she doesn't give a fuck, it's fucked up,
yeah,
so everyone reacting like and making it a whole thing is only feeding it into her to want to do it more.
Exactly.
Like people like that just have a fucked up psyche, like,
yeah, and she probably just her family and friends probably all condone it, so what's it to her if no one else does?
Yeah. And I'm not saying like, because that kind of made me just sound like, oh, let them get on with it. Like, obviously, it's a serious issue when the guy's getting groomed. But I'm saying in the sense of commenting on her posts and, like, making, like, people making TikToks, like, speaking about her and giving her a platform on podcasts and stuff. I meant that part specifically. Like, don't feed into that attention. Obviously, it's very important to feed into the attention of the child that's being groomed. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the part of, like, why the fuck are people inviting her onto podcasts to speak her truth? Yeah. Like,
not speaking your truth and being a pedo. No, the people that are killing me are like, yeah, like my mom and dad like got together when she was like 16 and da 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 da. Or me and my partner got together when he was 16 and she was like 27 and it's like, yeah, they're a fucking pedo.
Yeah, like why are you admitting that?
Yeah, literally, like don't be doing that. But yeah.
No, it's actually fucked up. And the thing is, people are like, imagine if it's the other way around. And it's like, but you do realize like everyone is outraged at this, like,
yeah,
it's wrong both ways. As I know people are being like, oh, if it was the other way around, it's fucking, I mean, it's men saying, mm-hmm. imagine if this was one of us getting it the other way around. It's like, no, it is the other way around, and people are rightfully calling it out the same way people should call it out of it. Like, well, I don't get the sentiment of like, imagine if it was the other way around. There's nothing you can actually do to enforce them. Like, what can I don't think it's illegal.
No, it's not illegal.
So it's like you can't actually do anything.
Did you know that the legal age in Colombia is like 13 or 14?
I was about to say that's fucked up, but don't they say that the lower rates have the lowest amount? Like, I think Sweden or something is 14 for the age of consent, or maybe it's 13 as well.
What?
Times could have changed. Like, this was like a while ago. And they had the lowest rate of teenage pregnancies in Europe.
Concerning, but okay. Yeah.
God, my hands are shaky. Why am I shaking so much? I had a coffee this morning, but that doesn't usually affect me.
I haven't had a coffee in ages. I need to go get some oat milk.
I don't know what to have for lunch today. I was literally thinking that before you come. I was like,
oh, I've got loads of things saved. I can send you some stuff.
Oh, really? But I don't really want to buy loads of ingredients.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't. I don't want to order. But this is my thing. I don't want to order Deliveroo. I've had a meal deal for every day this week for lunch. So I don't want another meal
deal. How does a meal deal suffice? Like,
I get a smoked salmon and cream cheese sandwich.
How are you eating cold food and satisfied with that? Yeah, you don't really strike me as someone that has loads of ingredients in their room.
No, but
in
I'm the type of person where it's like, I'm only making that thing once.
Yeah.
So if I know people are like, oh, it's like you can make loads and loads of meals. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
That I'm using it once and then the ingredients are going out a day in my fridge. And yes, that's wasteful, but I've realized that, so I don't do that. So you can't cancel me wasting food, because that's why I don't do it specifically. So I'm just like, I will buy £12 worth of ingredients for one meal. And it's just like, well, I might as well fucking Deliveroo it. Mm-hmm. Good for you if you can be bothered to do that. Like, you are an impressive human, because I am far too fucking lazy to go through all that effort more than once.
To be fair, I am one of those people. I like to use... My mum... It's because my mum just has loads of ingredients in the house. I feel like being veggie as well, like, you have to make your food taste nice from random shit like tamarind and stuff like that, you know? So, like, she always has that stuff in the house. Okay. Me and Lewis and friends are going to Fisher tomorrow.
We're going to a festival.
I'm so excited.
I don't really know if it counts as a festival. Does it count as a festival? I think it's just one stage. I was thinking, but then I didn't put it because I'm like, they definitely don't. I wish they had rides, though.
Yeah, I know.
I love going on a ride at a festival.
It's all the way in Gunnersbury Park, though, you know? Do you know how fucking far that is?
It's going to be the trek back that I'm more... Because... Well, the only problem is it's on a Friday, right? Very jobless behaviour, going to Fisher on a Friday afternoon. But... the fact that, like, we're going to have to sit in rush hour, fucked up, in our, like, day party outfits while, like, people are just trying to get home from work and we're going to be causing a seat. Because there's, like, eight of us as well. Like, it's not just, like, two people who can, like, sit on the side of a carriage, like...
Have you never been out on a Friday?
Not in the afternoon.
Really?
I don't think I've ever been out Friday afternoon.
No,
in,
you have.
In, like, adult form. But definitely at uni and stuff, but, like...
Oh. I'm just super jobless.
Well, I just think all my... But pretty much all my... Or if I have, I've been, like, out for lunch and, like, stayed at, like a bar kind of vibe. I've not been, like, blackout drunk at 4 p.m. on the tube on a Friday.
All right, let's not get blackout then.
I will be, though. I want to be blackout before I go because I don't want to pay the price of the festival.
Fair enough. We'll make some cocktails here.
Yeah. Yes.
I really wanted to do a wig party.
Yeah, but I just... I mean, I would struggle to get involved.
I would struggle to keep that shit on my head, so fair enough.
Yeah. I would have, like, a theme day would have been fun, but it's just, like, what theme can you do?
A fish theme.
That would have been funny. And actually, there's a really nice shirt that I want to buy from this brand, but it's £350, so I can't justify it. But I could have gone after into being, like, fish theme for But it's too late now. It would have taken, like, 4 days to come.
Oh, shame.
This week has been a horrific week for the United Kingdom. Some fucked up... people managed to make the death of three children into some disgusting, violent terrorists because it is domestic terrorism attacks on innocent people in the UK.
Okay, I want to go forward by saying that, you know, it's so serious what they're doing, but at the same time, because, like, these people are just so not real in my head, like, I can't, like, wrap my head around what they're doing. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me because... Like, there's no, like, they're in such a little, like, chamber of their own selves that they just don't even, like, bother to, like, read and investigate the outside world. And I only just thought, like, you know that Nico guy going around and going to, like, interviewing people and things like that. And, like, you know how we always just used to take the piss out of it, but it's actually gone to, like, there's actually so many of them. Yeah, and I'm like, it's actually out, it's like a zombie apocalypse in a way. It's like, it's just gone to a point where it's, like, out of control. But I'm, like, watching it, I'm like... I actually can't believe that there's so many of these people. I only thought there was, like, a select group of people, like, in, like, irrelevant places and, like, whatever. But, like, them even daring to come to London and try that shit in London, I'm like, whoa, there actually must be a lot of you fuckers.
Uh-huh.
And they're breeding at a fast fucking rate because there's little ones too.
The problem is... I mean, you have these people like Tommy Robinson, Nigel Farage, even people like fucking Elon Musk, who incite all this anger and...
You're going for the wrong,
like,
people.
They are on fucking holiday, five-star holidays, while you're all in the streets doing all this them. Like, they are only inciting this reaction out of you so that you can all form your little echo chambers and, like, agree, like, validate each other's opinions.
And then you're going and, like, ruining your community... Which is just wild to me because weren't you just moaning about the fact that you're not getting benefits?
Right.
Anyways.
I mean, I'm not in a... I don't know the full way that, for example, sending out riot squads work and all that kind of stuff. But I am like, there is no way that the government handled this correctly. Like, I don't understand how it got to the point where... A whole hotel was fucking broken into and set on fire.
Yeah,
and there was not enough police on riot squad there to stop that happening. Like, that was the escalation of that day. Mm-hmm. Like, how did you not have enough? How were you not sending out, like, fucking, like, army people at this point to stop what was going on?
Anyway, I hope Britain gets taken over by so many immigrants in the future.
Literally.
And we keep coming.
And stay safe.
Stay safe, yeah, stay safe. Don't go to work.
Yeah.
Take that time off.
It's very fucking serious and people's lives are in danger. People's income are in danger, people's homes, cars, possessions are in danger.
And also just like people being anxious anyway. Yeah. Like a lot of people are anxious to go out already. So if you're a person of colour and you're like anxious to go out already, like I do actually feel for you because it's even scarier, especially if you know that someone's about to target your area. But do anything to make yourself feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, mate. Britain would not be what it is if it wasn't for fucking immigrants, mate. There is a community that do actually support you, and there are people that are looking out for you even if in the midst of all the bad shit that's going on.
The Olympics. I finally gotten into it, guys. I know last week I was being like, what the fuck? Like, what is this thing? Da-da-da-da-da. The athletics got me into it.
Oh my God, the athletics.
The bodies on the men are...
The bodies on the women are incredible. I'm like, I need to get my ass back in the gym immediately.
They're all so beautiful as well. Like, I was watching them, especially, like, our UK girls. Like, Dina Asher-Smith, Imani, I can't remember her surname, but she's gorgeous. And Daryl Nita.
And some girl called something Nielsen. She looks like a supermodel. I think she does 400 metres.
How? I just don't understand how these girls are not on the, like... Like, especially with, like, the Olympics this month, like, why are they not on, like... I mean, actually, I did see Imani was on the cover of Tatler, I think it was. Mm. But, like, these girls are not only, like, fucking doing it for the country. Like, Daryl Nita came fourth. She was so close to being on the medal board. Like, why are we not... Why are they not in campaigns? Why are they not on covers?
I
like,
know, we need... They will be gorgeous. On campaigns after this. But to be fair, I can't lie. I know way more female athletes than male athletes.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, in athletics.
I mean, I didn't really know anyone until coming into this. Apart from, I did know Dina Asher-Smith because, fun fact, me and her did a Rimmel campaign in 2017
did
together.
You?
We were part of Cara Delevingne's brow squad.
Oh my God, that's so sick.
So that is my claim to fame. Right, when I was watching it, I was like, go on, Dina. You have no fucking idea who I am, but I remember you.
She might remember you.
I don't even think we won set on the same day. I just remember it because it was like my first ever big thing. So like it's ingrained in me.
Yeah.
Damn, she's been around a while then, if that was 2017.
Yeah, no, she has. That's why she's in my head.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like Dina Asher-Smith is who everyone speaks about when it comes to like UK athletics. But why are we not speaking about Daryl Nita? She was fourth in the 100 metres and fifth in the 200 metres? That's crazy.
Depends who the management is, honestly. Like, these people need some good management when they come out of here. They need their sports management, and then they need contract with, like, a good fucking agency to get them out there. Because I feel like this Olympics is definitely, like, rewriting a lot of, like... Not rewriting, that's so fucking dramatic. But, like, it's gonna really, like, help the girls to be, like, on top. And just, like...
I don't know if it's, like, also because it's, like, so... Like, Paris is kind of close to the UK, so, like, time zones thing kind of work in our favour. Yeah. And also, like, I also don't know when it was in Tokyo. It was, like, kind of in the middle of a fucking pandemic, so people had bigger stuff on. But... And then I also guess Rio, the one before that, was off the back of London. Like, you're never gonna... This is the most I've heard people speak about the Olympics since London.
Yeah, that's actually so true about the time zone thing. I actually never thought about that because that's the only reason to why I think, like, people are, like... People can be on... Like, as soon as, like, someone wins, they're like, oh, they've won.
Yeah.
And everyone knows at the same time.
And also, I was so... I'm like, because the next one's in LA, and then one after that's in Australia.
Is it?
And now I'm like, God damn it, I wish I went now. Like, it's a fucking hour and a bit train ride away. And next time it's going to be in LA and then Australia. And by then, I doubt I'm going to have interest in it anymore.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we should just go. Honestly, tickets aren't actually that expensive.
Yeah, they're still available as well.
Yeah, actually, you can get them like on the day, though.
But I wanted to... I'm only interested in athletics because I was saying to Isla before it started, the taekwondo was on the TV. I was like, I'm just watching people fight. I don't know who the fuck is winning.
Mm.
When it comes to diving, all of them are good.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to sit there and decipher that one was better than that? You're fucking doing like triple flips off some huge platform. I'm gonna sit there and clap.
Yeah.
Or I was watching.
It's a bit like maths, isn't it? It's like there is only a right answer with athletics.
And I was like watching the dressage, and it was like, I don't even fucking think the commentators know what are going on because the commentator was like, oh, she'll be really annoyed there. She's getting severely marked down, and then she comes off the thing. She's coming in first place. It's like athletics. There's a start and a finish line, and you can't get that mixed up. Also, sorry, I know, again, I'm only new into this whole athletics thing. The steeplechase is crazy.
What's a steeplechase?
They run around and have to jump, like, it's like a horse, you know, like, I think a steeplechase is originally horse racing. And it's like, with obstacles. They're jumping into, like, like pits of water and stuff, falling over, like...
What?
It's like Takeshi's Castle.
Oh, my God. Wait, is it on, like, the track?
Yeah.
What the hell? It's so crazy. I want to watch that.
But, yeah, I got into the athletics this year, and I was shouting, I was screaming, I was... Every morning I'd wake up and I'd Google Olympics at athletics. What do I need to watch out for today?
Oh, well, the highlights of the athletics... Well, the non-highlights is some fucking woman went and proposed to her boyfriend.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. Stand up.
City Girls down.
There was quite a few proposals, wasn't there? Really? I saw some other... I think it might be a gymnast got proposed to after she won silver.
Really? Yeah. Okay, period.
I would kind of hate that, though. Oh, I saw TikTok.
Yeah, I know. It is kind of taken away, isn't it? Yeah.
I like having... Like, these are two separate, potentially biggest moments of my life. They don't need to be at the same time.
No, it's so true. Like, don't be proposing to me on my birthday or, like, Valentine's Day or any big holiday.
I would like it if it was the man won and then went over and proposed to the woman in the stands, because it's like, I want to share this big moment with you. But if me as a woman have just won and you from the stands come out...
Yeah, that's true.
Get the fuck back in the stand.
Yeah, no. Away, literally. That's a no.
I saw this TikTok and there was the whole comments were divided. It was basically like these girls were getting ready for a night out, or I don't know, they were on holiday or something. And this girl... All the friends knew that the girl was getting proposed to, and she had just thrown on like a random t-shirt and like denim shorts and like hadn't done her hair, and the girls were like, oh, knowing that your friend's about to be proposed to and trying to hint that she needs to get changed, but she's not taking the hint. And like half the comments were on the side of like, oh, who needs friends when you have enemies like this? How can you not just fucking suggest, let's do a, like a dressed up night tonight? Oh, how can you not just suggest? And then the other half of the comments were being like, oh, you guys are true friends, like making sure the moment's a proper surprise and not spoiling it by the shallowness of the aesthetics and getting caught up in like an Instagram moment, like, and letting her have the surprise of the moment.
But it depends.
I was like, damn, I was like, you guys really are putting forward two strong arguments. No. I don't know who I side with.
No, it only depends on like how your friend is. Like for me, like my friends would know that I would have... Actually, it depends what the setting of like being proposed to was. If it was like really fancy and stuff and you're letting me go in a jeans and a t-shirt, I'll be so pissed off. Because but then if it was like quite a humble little like proposal and it was like quite like... chill and I was just wearing jeans and a t-shirt, then that's absolutely, even pajamas, I wouldn't actually care. But it has to, like, I have to, if the vibes are, if the aesthetic was like really big and fancy and I'm not dressed for that, that would piss me the fuck off.
The only reason I would want to make sure that outfit, I'm not necessarily as fussed out on, because like I've never looked at an engagement picture and looked at what the person's wearing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you would on yourself, wouldn't you?
Kind of, but I don't own clothes, which I like. If I was going out for dinner, I wouldn't be dressed in an outfit that I was grubby. Do you know what I mean?
So when you and Tom went to Nando's the other day?
If I'm getting fucking proposed to a Nando's, I'm saying no. That's not a problem. Like if I'm going, like these girls were going out, like pre-drinking and going out, like I'm going to be dressed in a... The only thing I would want to be made sure of was that I had my hair cut. And the only reason I say that is because every single person I know, and maybe this is a bit too... like big-headed, like maybe other people don't care that much, and but every, like, this is going to be the picture that most people in my life are going to see of me. And it's going to be the picture that people who haven't seen you for 10 years are going to see. Oh wow, look how good he looks, or oh gosh, he doesn't look that great. He's had a bit of a glow down. So I just want to make sure that I have a tan and a haircut in place.
But you have like a strong look, like in terms of your clothing, like you have a strong look, like you kind of always wear like, you have your vibe, do you know what I mean? Mine, like, varies so much. So if I'm wearing something that's not, like, a nice, like, classic dress that I'm going to love in the future, just basically don't even propose to me because I'm never going to like it. I'm never going to be satisfied. I might as well just be proposed to, like, in something, like, not amazing.
The other thing that confused me was, I was like, why are all your friends there at the proposal? I do get that for some people, like, that's nice, but I wouldn't want my... the vibe...
That's a very American thing, though.
Oh, they were American. But the vibe of the TikTok gave off that, like... they were on like a girls' trip, like they were in a cabin pre-drinking, and I was just like, why is the night of my proposal being started off with pre-drinking on holiday?
Do not let me pre-drink before my proposal, because I won't remember a fucking single thing.
I know it is the most cliche way to get proposed, but for me it's like, at the start of a holiday.
Yeah, no, that is so cute. My boyfriend's friend's done that. Got proposed.
That's how my brother got engaged too. And it's just like, you get proposed, you go on holiday, night one, you know it's fucking coming because it's like really obvious. You get it over with night one, and then you can spend your whole holiday being celebrating, happy. Being happy, having nice messages from family and friends. You can like justify splurging out on nice dinners and stuff because it's your engagement holiday. That is just, it's the most cliche and the most common way. Well, I mean, it's obviously not the most common way, but it's a very common way. But it's just like nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My dream would probably be, like, I saw someone get proposed to when they just bought their house, and they were just wearing like their messy shit. I think they were just decorating or whatever, and he just set up the camera and like that was it in the house. That was so cute, so wholesome.
No, and this is like Tom, my boyfriend as well. He's like, I would just love like sat down watching TV. Like, no, how did I like just made like a different. Nice home cooked meal, and I just like randomly did
no.
it. Like, and he went like, how Prince Harry and Meghan did it. And I was like, how the fuck do you know how, like that's what they say, but like, come on, like, that is not like a surprise.
No, I wouldn't do it like that.
You're not being surprised. Would you say yes to being in the royal family out of nowhere? She knew that was fucking coming.
Like, no, my one's big because it's after like a monumental time in your life, like buying a whole apartment or flat together or whatever.
But why buying, like, why do you want it then?
Don't know, I just saw a video, didn't look cute.
Anyway,
see me, I'll just be grateful text. Whatever he does.
Not me. If it's wrong, I'm saying no.
Yeah, same. Do not do it in front of a crowd.
No, genuinely, I don't. And I think people shouldn't be forced into saying yes.
No, absolutely.
And this is why you should never do
let's normalize saying no.
Yes, and this is why you should never do it in front of a crowd, because doing it in front of a crowd peer pressures the person to say yes. You should be doing it in a private situation so that the person has the autonomy to be like, I actually don't think right now is the right, like, this is a lovely gesture and I'm not quite there. Like, in a year's time I would love to be saying yes, but in my life right now I'm not there. But also, I would never be with a man who's surprised proposing anyway. Like, I would only be with someone, like, situation, yeah, surprise. But I, if you propose to me before I have a conversation with you saying I'm at the point in my life where I'd like to be married, then I wouldn't be with you anyway, because you know my brain works like that. Do you know what I mean? I would never be with someone who's just like,
oh, wow, here we go.
Like, imagine next week, like, our boyfriend's proposed. Like, you just wouldn't. Like, you know me
I
well.
Would.
Actually, I kind of feel like that's something you would do, actually.
Absolutely, I would.
But me, like, I'm so regimented and I like being told stuff in advance so I can plan accordingly. If you, like, if someone said to me, let's go to XYZ country tomorrow, I'd say no. You'd say yes.
You would say no.
I'd be like, oh, but what if I've got like I've got this, I just like knowing what I'm doing. I'm not spontaneous like that.
Oh.
Anyway, back to the Olympics. What else is, oh my god, the big dick pole jumper, or whatever he's called. But also, can we not give him too much attention, because he's actually a fucking like really bad like French policeman,
is he?
Yeah, so some people
he's a policeman, but how does he have the time?
Because I actually,
he's really bad.
When I was doing my Olympic watches, we all know I'm a big Olympic watcher now. So we have a British guy who's a long jumper, and he did the long jump was it last night or the night before? So Monday night, let's say hypothetically Monday night. And in his after interview, I think he came fourth. He was like really close to winning a medal. So he's like a good long jumper. He was like, well, you know, I've not had as much time as everyone else because I'm back to work on Friday. Like,
oh,
like these people, like you can't make money being a long jumper.
No.
Unless you're like Greg Rutherford, who's like amazing, like world best.
How do you know these people?
Because Greg Rutherford, I think he's done like loads of reality shows and stuff. Oh. Like, I know athletes when they then venture into the, oh, I can't make, I'm out my prime, let me do reality TV now. So that's how I know athletes.
Oh, fair.
But being like, if you're not like in the 100 meters or like the world best at your thing, like, you, I don't think you can make it your full-time job.
Well, have you seen how much people like win across the world for like getting gold, silver and bronze?
Yeah, it's not that much, I thought.
Well, in the UK you don't get shit. In places like Australia, you
who
get
pays you, the government?
Yeah, the government, right. Pays you. In like Indonesia, you get paid like $200,000, not Indonesian money.
Because the UK is like 20k, isn't it?
No, it's nothing. You don't get anything.
Oh, maybe that's America's 20k.
Yeah, America's like 20k. Australia, you get money.
But UK's nothing.
You don't get anything from the UK.
No wonder we don't take it too seriously.
That's crazy from us as well.
What the fuck?
I know.
Damn.
So, yeah.
But yeah, if you haven't seen, there was a French guy who was doing the pole jump. which is fucking insane that you are full-time policeman, part-time pole jumper. That's not like running where you were just good at school and kept up training. How the fuck do you get into pole jumping as a hobby?
Yeah, no, me and Mom were speaking about that like the other day. Like, how do you start? Like, what at what point
it must start from high jump and then like you're not good enough at high.
But how do you learn to do that though?
I know.
What do you? I don't get.
Did you see the guy who like went? He like went to do it, and but they came back and he bless
and the woman as well that like went into the camera.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
That was funny.
But yeah, he did the pole jump, and as he went over the bar, his penis bulge knocked the bar off. Yeah. Like he had cleared it, but he had such a large bulge that the bulge caught on the pole.
The girls are off to France.
Yeah.
Have you seen Tom Daly's jumper?
The brat one?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that was AI, actually.
He knitted the jumper.
In the stand, and someone was being like, can we, like, we get it, you knit.
No, it's really good, like, the final result. So, like, no one should be saying that now.
But, like, he's a knit. Like, he knit, like, that's his thing. He has, like, knitting TV shows.
How old is this fucking man?
30?
Honestly, I feel like he's been in it since he was 12.
I think he did it from, like, when he was, like, 14.
Oh,
but
oh
maybe
my God,
not.
The day that I found out he was gay was actually the worst day of my life. Honestly, my dreams were shattered of being with Tom Daly. Especially because I used to do diving as well.
God. When the fuck did you do... You open up about a new side quest every episode.
Oh, yeah. Like... No, I used to do diving like for like quite a few years because I used to do gymnastics for like years and years and years. And then I used to do diving because like it's just gymnastics into the water. And I was actually quite good to be honest.
Since when?
Yeah, I used to be able to do like double front, 2.5, 3.
That's insane to me.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
So
yeah, I was kind of like on my way to being with Tom Daly. Sad.
Oh, also, to go back to the 100 meters, shout out Julian Alfred. Because she won the first ever medal, not ever gold, ever medal, full stop for St. Lucia.
Mm-hmm. Did you see
pretty fucking insane
it as well? It looks so lit.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, they were just like at like a big screen thing and like, yeah. They must have been really, it wasn't anything crazy. They must have really been rooting for her though.
Speaking of people watching it on a screen, so we have I think she's 800 meters runner called Keely Hodgkinson who won gold for us this year. Shout out, girl. And they cut to her, the BBC on the lead up to it, cut to her running club, who were like sat in like a clubhouse or something, watching the live stream. And they were just assuming that like, oh, they're in the UK, the running club will be watching the BBC Sport live stream. So they cut to them and they were like, here's Keely's run club. Like, we're waiting for like them to notice that they're on TV. And they were all just sat there like, and the BBC like correspondents were like, oh, like, have they, like, they must be a bit behind on the stream. And it, like, went on for 30 seconds and then they, like, cut back. Turns out they were watching the fucking, like, Discovery Plus stream and not the BBC stream.
That only in the UK, I swear to God.
Snoop Dogg has been providing fantastic entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, a correspondent for one of the US... Because I was like, why is Snoop Dogg... Because, I mean, it's a very... It wouldn't be out of the realm for Snoop Dogg to just be appearing at the Olympics and dressing up in the appropriate attire for, like, fun shits and giggles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be a very on-brand thing for Snoop Dogg, but he's actually a correspondent for one of the American networks. And I've been thoroughly enjoying... It's like the random...
Just him being there.
Like, he turned up to the equestrian, dressed in equestrian wear. I saw some clip. He offered, like, this girl next to him, like, some food in the stands. And, like, she just felt obliged to take it. She was like, thanks.
Aww.
Like, he's just so funny.
And she was, like, the gymnastics, like, cheering the girls on as well, which is really cute.
You know, he said that the only person... And actually, maybe this was, like, a false headline, and I'm going to be, like, an idiot for believing it. But I would like to believe this is true. He, has said that the only person that has ever outsmoked him is Lord.
Really?
That kind of doesn't surprise me.
I don't really know the background of Lord, as you know.
Well, like, I feel like the one, like, one thing, like, alternative white girls will do is smoke a fuck ton of weed.
Really?
I feel like, yeah, because they're like...
Oh, they like the sniffers.
I've really enjoyed the Olympics this year, guys. I'm sorry. And...
When does it end?
Sunday.
Oh, that's sad. I take it back.
Oh, wait. I saw Simone fall off the... What's the bar?
Yeah.
That poor girl.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't realize she was retiring.
Is she?
Yeah,
oh my God, I started watching her documentary. It's so good.
Oh, I saw that on Netflix.
Yeah.
Speaking of Netflix shows, we should watch the show because we're so into our athletics nowadays. I mean, you probably already were, but I am. So I didn't know they have a reality show on the sprinters.
Oh, what's it called?
Sprint Fastest in the World.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't watched it.
And it's got all the, like, 100 meter girls and guys. Mm. It's just like a reality. It's like a docuseries / reality show about them. I'm going to be... And there's a series 2 coming up.
Oh, man.
I'm tuning in.
Did you also see, like, I think it was Shelly-Ann Smith. I mean, no, not being able to get in because of security. What I saw was that apparently they were on like the wrong bus or something like that. And then they were told to walk like an hour. So then she pulled out because she had to walk an hour. And they like literally lie horizontal until they start racing. So her walking an hour would have completely just fucked up the whole thing. And they weren't letting her in like she was trying to get into a fucking club. Like, be fucking for real.
Like it's a door girl like, at tape.
Yeah, literally. Like, what the actual fuck? That's so, like, French coded, though.
I've got 2 points to say. My first point I want to say is... No, actually, wait. Let me just say my point, because while we're on the 100 meters. One thing I will say about the US girls is I fucking love how these girls accessorize down their outfits.
Oh, my God, yes.
Everyone else is so uniform, so streamlined, and the US girls... There was one girl who had like belly chains, bangles, necklaces. Shikari's nails.
Oh my
are
God,
crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's Brittany Brown's got like the skunk hair. Like the girls like show out.
That was what I was trying to say like the other day when like obviously they go more extreme than Sanusi and all of that. But like that was what I was saying about the girls. Like they have like more like gist to them and like more like personality. There's like another girl, gymnastics. Was it gymnastics? Or it was something else. And she was like wearing a choke. No, she was a like 400 meter or 200 meter. And she like had a choker on. And you could tell that she's like a little bit alty. And then I went on her page. I was like, this girl's so alty. Like, but she was like a black girl. But yeah, like it's nice like for like them to be representing like each of their own like little like
it's
niche
cute
things.
Personalizing it yourself.
It is. And it's good that they let them do that as well.
Oh my God. I can't remember what country it is as well. But one of the countries... like athletics uniforms being designed by Telfar.
Oh yeah.
And it's insane. It's like the men, it's like tiny spaghetti straps down the back. And then it like, oh my God, I need to Google it.
Yeah,
it's
find
so
it now.
Hot. And like all the guys, like the gay guys on Twitter are like, wait, I need this top. Like,
and also the guy that won like the 100 meter or 200 meter and he had his nails painted as well.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, the black guy and he's got bees in his hair and stuff. You can see, as if it's Liberia as well. That's so cool.
You can see that's just it. like oh one God, tiny thin white strap at the back.
I can honestly so see the guys.
I think she was Brazilian, the girl who won gold in one of the gymnastics.
Yeah, she was Brazilian. She used to walk 2 hours a day to her gymnasium from her favela. And that's where she is. The thing is with America is like they're destined to win because the amount of money that goes into their sports in America, we all know anyway, it's like even like the poorest, not the poorest schools, but like the schools in like the poorest areas, they still have gymnasiums and fucking tracks and this and that. Like, all our shit got all fucking sold off by Margaret Thatcher. Like, because you know as well, because they're all next to, all the state schools anyways, they're all next to, like, massive parks. So you know that those used to be, like, the fields for the schools.
Do you have anything else fun to say about the Olympics before we get into the serious stuff?
No.
If you haven't seen all the stuff that's been going on about Amani Khalif, who is the Algerian boxer, and all the... transphobic, misogynistic, homophobic shite that right-wing Twitter has once again been spouting because they've been having a field day on Twitter over the past few weeks, it seems. In the women's boxing, Khalif beat someone and then she was basically... Let me read it out because I've got it screenshotted here so I don't want to mispronounce the facts. In the... International Boxing Association's World Boxing Championships in 2023, she failed to meet eligibility requirements for the women's competition, though the International Olympic Committee has defended her right to compete in the Paris Games and has scrutinized the other championships' legitimacy in their tests. This woman, as far as we know, was born female, gone through female puberty, has been raised a woman, has gone, as I said, gone through female puberty. The thing that came up in the test was was a higher level of testosterone than is usual in women. And that is something that you would own, like, that is something that is common in women. And you would only find out you had that if you were to go through one of these tests that you would need to go through to compete, or you specifically went to a doctor to test your testosterone levels. People want to use the fact that she's had her hair short, she dresses in a more masculine style of clothing, as a reason to bring up that she is, I don't even want to say it because it's, but they want to say that she is a man and she shouldn't be competing in the women's league of the sport because she is a man trying to present as a woman. And the boxer that she beat came out crying. She refused to shake her hand at the end of it, did a press statement saying that she shouldn't be allowed to, basically her opponent was the one who started all of this, because saying all this shit, and then people were like, hey, this woman's giving us a reason to be transphobic and misogynistic. Let's all jump on that. This woman has now been subjected to so much fucking discourse. I don't know. There is no reason why anyone should be speaking on anyone's genitals, full stop, period, or anyone's gender anyway. But she didn't even, it's not like she was provoking anything. It's not like she was saying something controversial or like that sparked this conversation. She was simply competing in the Olympics and has now been subjected to so much A, vile abuse, but B, discourse around her fucking genitalia. Do you know how insensitive and inappropriate it is to be speaking about someone's, like, and on top of that, do you really think that Algeria would send a transgender athlete to the fucking Olympics? Like, that country would never be sending, like, no. She wouldn't be transgender. And I hope Khalif wins gold. She's through to the final, and final two. And I hope she fucking brings it home. And the woman that fucking started this all has now come out and said, I'm really sorry for that, by the way. Like, she should be allowed to compete. Thanks. We knew that.
It's just like those, like, typical people just being so dramatic. Like, oh, like, you know that, because she knew that she lost.
Yeah.
From, like, the first, like, punch. Oh, and no. She was like, instantly, like, what can I?
Yeah, yeah. That's where it started from. But the people who are having an issue with that, I know for a fucking fact they did not watch the boxing match.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
They just want a reason to hate.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Straight into pop topics, we have Charlie XCX and her new remix with Billie Eilish. It's got the girls going. It's actually so fucking good though.
Guess.
I don't think I've actually listened to the whole thing. I've just heard it on TikTok.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. I'm loving like people doing like lip syncing to it.
And you know what? Also, do you know what is so fucking funny? It's last episode. We sat there and you were like, how can you be brat to Billie Eilish?
Oh my God, that's so true. Now I get it. But that's because she's in like, you know, her like
are you sexy, a Billie like, fan?
From the last album, then yeah.
No. Oh wait, I thought you were always a big Billie Eilish fan. I don't know why. Not a big Billie Eilish fan, but
you. No, I think she's an amazing artist. Like, I think she's unbelievable. But like, it's just like her music is like, you've got to be in a certain mood. Do you know what I mean? But like, you know her song, I don't know. Lunch? Mm. Is it Lunch? Is that the name?
Yeah.
Now, upon reflection, that is a brat song.
Oh, yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
But like, I only have, like, when I think of Billie Eilish, the first thing that comes to my head is, like, Ocean Eyes. Yeah. I'm like, how was that brat?
I'm really warming up to Billie Eilish. Mm, I was always good. A bit like, I couldn't really understand it. I also kind of like, you know, when someone is that young, it's like, I'm not connecting to you. Like, you're in a 17-year-old child.
Wait, she's not 17 anymore.
No, she's like 22 now. This is what I mean. Okay, yeah. Now she's like older and like, I like her aesthetic. I like the way, I like the way she dresses now. Mm. I like her vibe. I like how like, I feel like when someone's in it from really young, they're maybe like, rightfully so have like their back up a bit and are quite like elusive is the wrong word, but you know what I mean, whereas now I feel like she's a lot more open and stuff and like I can like her a lot more.
Yeah There's more to like know to like, if that makes sense. Yeah, totally get that. But she's been of course again accused of queer baiting. Can you please explain what that silly word means?
So it's this all started from the end. So the people were calling her predatory because she included a line saying Charlie likes guys. Charlie likes guys, but she knows I'd hit it. And everybody was like, does anyone else think that this line makes it uncomfortable? Like, imagine if a guy said about like a lesbian, blah-de-blah blah, likes girls, but she'd know I'd hit it. And it's like, these people are friends.
Yeah.
You don't know either of these people, nor do you know their relationship.
So do you think that it's going to get passed if they don't consent to that being in the fucking song?
I really, unfortunately, think that some random Twitter user saying that there's an issue is going to make Charlie XCX sit and go, oh, you know what? This random Twitter account is saying it's predatory. Maybe it is predatory. I'm sure Charlie is okay with it. And if she wasn't okay with it, that is her decision to make.
Yeah.
Not you on Twitter. And everybody was saying, for some reason, Billie Eilish is always the center of topic when it comes to... Billie Eilish and Harry Styles are the mascots for the individual genders of queer bait warriors. Because anytime Billie Eilish is brought up, obviously in the song, she's speaking about like guessing underwear and pulling it to the side and all that kind of stuff. So it's very lesbian, I guess, adjacent lyrics. And people are saying, queer bait. Can we... The worst thing that... I don't actually genuinely understand. I understand that there is a slight... You know what? I actually don't fucking understand why there's an issue with queer baiting. I was trying to level and reason it with here. What benefit would someone get from being... I know people are like, oh, they're trying to like gain an LGBTQ plus fan base. I don't think Harry Styles or Billie Eilish are trying to gain any new fucking fans. I think they have enough. They're the most famous people on the planet. Sexuality is a fucking spectrum. We're only at a level in society now where people are feeling comfortable with openly experimenting and being bi-curious and bisexual and pansexual and all this kind of stuff. Throwing the word queer baiting out for any celebrity that even slightly shows interest of that is setting us back tens of years.
No, because you can literally just say that anyone in this world is fucking queer baiting.
Someone could say that I'm queer baiting right now.
Like, literally, someone could say that Lewis is queer baiting. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's why it just honestly does not make sense to me. Because anyone that is like, maybe people don't think are mature enough to know their sexuality or this or that, they could be queer baiting. But you're not going to say that because you're going to say that people should be able to experiment with their sexuality and be open with their sexuality and, you know, be with a girl and be with a guy or be with this and be with whatever. And I thought that was the whole beauty of being like part of the group. But people make it fucking insufferable to like be a part of like LGBT. Well, because to be fair, they don't actually make it insufferable, but like, I think like the whole word queer baiting, the more I hear it in my ear, the more I think that these people are relevant that are saying it. But you're very irrelevant. And everyone has the right to explore their sexuality.
So the definition of queer baiting on Google, queer baiting is a marketing technique for fiction. This is where it originated from.
What's fiction again?
Not make-believe, like story novels or like movies. Like people basically like, well let me finish the definition. Queer baiting is a marketing technique for fiction and entertainment in which creators hint at, but do not depict, same-sex romance or other LGBTQ plus representation. The purpose of this method is to attract a queer or straight ally audience with suggestion or possibility of relationships of characters that appeal to them while not alienating homophobic members of the audience. So the original queer baiting came from like giving like for example two male characters like flirty conversations so LGBTQ plus audiences would be drawn in but not actually ever making them date or kiss or anything gay. It is not a term that can be applied to real life people. Because you, I mean, you technically could, but at the end of the day, you do not know. And if anything, using the term queerbaiting to a real life person is just invalidating them and their experiences, mm-hmm. rather than it being a marketing technique.
How did she come out anyway?
Yes, that's the other thing.
Like, oh my God.
And I, as far as I'm, if you're to believe blind items, I'm pretty sure she has a girlfriend as well. Like,
oh.
People are literally insane. Like, you need to, please go to like your local Sainsbury's, your local, go ask for a train ticket or someone and try and use the word queerbaiting. That is how chronically online you are. If I said the word queerbaiting to my mum, she would think I'm fucking speaking about a fish or something. With the word like, you, this is, you are, you need to go outside and experience reality, because I promise you, this is not a real life issue. I promise you, there are more important things going on than Billie Eilish allegedly queerbaiting. Like, we do not need to create think pieces on this.
Facts.
But stream the song. Mm-hmm. And it's doing really well.
I love how you're just like a promoter for every song. Stream the song.
It's a really good song, and it's hopefully going to debut at number one in the UK, which will be Charlie XCX's first number one from since I Don't Care. I love it.
That's her.
She's like, it's her and Icona Pop.
Oh
yeah. Kalani's showing herself up. She went, well actually she actually, I don't know if she went to the concert. I'm assuming she was backstage, and Chris Brown posted a selfie of her. Sigh. I mean, it's kind of like, I saw a tweet, and I do, listen, this is not me defending Chris Brown. I am a number one Rihanna stan. I will detest that man for as long as his existence exists. But I did see a tweet being like, people like Chris Brown, and people are going to like Chris Brown, and I think that's something that you guys just have to get over. Mm. Like, it's like, at the end of the day, if these people who are in the industry with him are going to like him, it's like, nothing you and your Twitter fingers are going to say are going to deter this person from their relationship with mm-hmm. him. Because like Victoria Monet was just at his concert. Chloe Bailey's done a song with him. Normani's done a music video with him. Like, there is clearly something. You have every right yourself to boycott him, to not stream his music, as I do. But it's like, these people are like A-list celebrities. Mm-hmm. They really probably don't care about your opinion mm-hmm. on him,
yeah.
unfortunately. And I'm not trying to like justify or excuse him or his behavior. I think he's a disgusting piece of shit. I'm just like, how many times can we have the same conversation about a different celebrity?
She also got in trouble. Well, she's also having issues with her baby dad because mm-hmm. apparently she's in a sex cult and apparently he's not gay. So if you didn't know, she had a baby with an alleged gay man, and apparently it was to like, she was saying that it was gay to protect and make her seem like she was but anyways, she's always been a mix-up though,
yeah,
since day dot, because I used to be a massive Kalani stan.
I remember you saying it makes but, so much sense.
Yeah. But actually, I don't really know what's going on with her, but yeah, apparently the baby dad's trying to get to get full custody, but then didn't you say that it's all lies? They came out and said that.
Yeah, so I just saw yesterday that, so it's TMZ who made the report on all this, and apparently he's come forward. I think he posted an Instagram notes thing, or maybe it was a tweet notes thing, saying that the court case is not true. He's not trying to get custody of the children. He never said the child was in a sex cult. TMZ made it up. But people are now got their conspiracy hats on and saying, hush money, hush money.
Mm.
Britney Spears' biopic has been confirmed to be in the work. I hope that this is going to be done justice. And if it is done in a really good way, just based off recent biopics, obviously the Amy Winehouse one, the Priscilla one, a lot of people are like, these aren't good. Like, and I think there is a conversation that has been kind of going on right now in recent times about like the ethics of biopics of people, and like there is something a bit icky about like making like a, obviously it's based on them, but it is hypothetically like a fiction film on someone who's real, and especially someone like Amy Winehouse who can't like come out and like speak about like the truths of it.
I always
like,
thought about that, and like, you know, when Michael Jackson had that song after that, he like after he died, it's like an AI thing, and I always thought that was weird because he didn't consent to that, and like them having like their Instagram accounts and stuff.
Yeah,
like, it's all very weird and sinister, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, it's been confirmed. A lot of people had an issue with it on Twitter, which made me laugh so much because this is the most like classic Twitter warrior thing ever, being like, Britney's had the worst time ever of her life, which she has. Like, she doesn't need a film made about it. Like, this is like gonna distress her so much. Da, 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 da. And then Britney goes, I'm so excited to be announced that I'm working on my own biopic. Shut the fuck up until you hear it from someone. Yeah. The jumping to conclusions as of recent is literally insane. Like, I feel like everything we've spoken about today has just been based on people jumping to conclusions and like
literally.
But there's been a lot of conversations of who's gonna play Britney. The favorite as of right now is Miss Millie Bobby Brown. She does actually look like her, especially younger her. My only issue with it, which I've seen a few people raise, is obviously if we're going to be doing a Britney biopic, we're going down the whole history of Britney, who is an insane dancer. She is like world class when it comes to, not obviously dancing, but like when it comes to a pop star who can dance. You need to go watch some of her, like, if you go and watch like her making the videos, I think that was what it's called on MTV. It was like an old show. I've watched a YouTube video, like a 4-hour YouTube, it's not 4 hours, it's like 2 hours, on Britney Spears' like professional career. And it's got none of the drama, it's got none of the like stuff about conservatorship and her, like, you know, when people like shaved her head and all the messy stuff. It's pure just appreciation for her and her art. It's called The Eras of an Icon, Britney Spears, by a YouTuber called Mila Tequila. And especially someone like me who grew up with Britney, but we weren't like our age, like we weren't like fully like conscious to really appreciate her. And I think like even like a lot of her stuff came out when I was like one.
No, like, literally.
Like, I grew up with Britney, and Britney's, like, an icon to me, but, like, I never really appreciated, like, the gravitas that, like, she had on, like, pop. Obviously, I did, but, like, it's crazy different watching it in real time. Like, someone explain it in real time. Mm-hmm. Like, I can so easily sit here and look back and be like, wow, yeah, she has such an impact on pop culture. Look at these amazing moments. But when you, like, break down the stats and, like, the training she went through and, like, you watch her, like, a lot of her crazy dance sequences and music videos are one takes, like... Watching someone spell it out like that is very fascinating. So, go, and it's really nice to like watch a piece of media about Britney, and it just appreciate her craftsmanship and artistry, and not be bringing in, like, and like appreciating her for the artist she is rather than like the private life of her. People are saying that's what I was gonna say. People are saying Millie Bobby Brown, as far as we are aware, can't dance. But I guess you could just go through extreme dance training. It's like fucking Strictly Come Dancing.
When I first heard about it, I wasn't happy. But like, Millie Bobby Brown is undeniably a fucking fantastic actress.
She's a good actress.
Like, insane.
People were also saying Addison Rae.
That is hilarious.
I kind of see it.
I kind of see it, but just the dancing. Maybe she can just like sub in for like the dancing.
I wouldn't like Addison Rae just for the sake of like, I feel like it undermines Britney. Like, and people are saying Tate McRae. I'm like, why are we saying people like this needs to, can we remember it's a biopic? It's a film. It's not a fucking tribute concert. Like, this person needs to be able to act.
A local pub.
These people need to be able to act their fucking asses off. And Millie Bobby Brown can do that. Yeah. The only other person who I've seen, who again, I guess, kind of raises the same problems as Millie Bobby Brown, is there's an actress called Bailey Madison. You'd recognize her. She's in a lot of, she played a lot of children in like children's movies when we were growing up. You'd recognize her instantly.
Oh, yeah.
She's like the classic child actress for like a lot of films when we were growing up. And she's in the Pretty Little Liar reboot. She looks a lot like Britney. She's a great actress. Again, I don't know how she can dance. But then I guess, like, they might not be able to need to sing, because you know in the Amy Winehouse one, she was given the choice of just using Amy's songs, and she was like, no, I want to sing it properly.
Oh, okay. And does she do it?
No, it was dreadful.
Oh.
But yeah, hopefully the film will be good.
They shouldn't be given the choice.
Really?
No, they should be told whether you can fucking sing or not.
Yeah, I guess. What I mean? Yeah, you should like audition and be told by someone if you're good enough or not.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah, that's true. I thought you meant like someone should just like, but like I get what you mean now, yeah. Okay, final topic. MTV VMAs have announced their nominees for this year's awards. And Taylor Swift is nominated for 10 fucking categories.
I'm going to see Taylor Swift.
Okay, explain yourself after your hatred for her.
So the person that commented on the last TikTok saying, I don't understand why Taylor gets so much hate, she's not even a bad person, blah, 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 blah. I still stand by anything I do say about Taylor Swift, but since you guys want to bang on about how good she is all the time, and I was given the opportunity to go, I just thought, fuck it, I'm going to go and see if she's good or not. And then I think that is actually a good opportunity for me to be able to have my standpoint, and then no one can say, oh, well, you don't know, you don't, like, you can't deny that.
That is true.
You actually can't. Because, like, if I come back from seeing her live and I will go in there, like, honest, I'm going with a good group of people. Or actually, I don't know who the fuck I'm going with, but whatever. I'll be able to view, you know, the Swifties, Taylor Swift doing her damn thing on the stage. And I'll be able to come back and be like, this woman is fucking phenomenal. Like, I actually understand. Maybe I don't like her music too much. It's not for me. But, like, the way that she has stage presence and everything is insane. Which it kind of must be to a certain degree for everyone to be so, like, captured by her. But honestly, like, I really want to see. I'm so interested. She's one of the most fascinating people to me. Like, you know when you actually dislike someone, they're so fascinating? But you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, I wouldn't say it's like a dislike, but it's like when you, as humans, when you don't understand something, like it irritates you, it's more of an irritation than like a dislike. Because I don't care about her that much, even though I do speak about her like all the time, but it's just like, I'm just given a place to speak about her, so I fucking will. But yeah, I'm just like, what is it? Like, what is it? So I'm going to go and investigate and I'm going to do a documentary on it. I might even do a fucking YouTube video on it. Yeah. I don't care. You can cuss me all you want, mate. If someone's giving you an opportunity to go and see, like, someone that, like, you were chatting shit about you and you meant to see them to actually, like, see if you were, to actually, you know, be a better person and, yeah, have an honest review, then I'll be like, go do your thing, mate.
Well, we'll get the live report here at Pop Up Podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you're able to find out Isla's real opinion on Taylor Swift.
In come the fucking haters.
Wait, maybe we should do a section on the podcast where you film and go. And you film your live reactions and, yeah, and you give us a live report and then we can play it on the podcast.
I promise you guys, like, I'm honestly going to go in there on an open mind. Like, I don't want you to think that I'm just going to go in there, like, just because I want to, like, take the piss out of, like, the Swifties and shit like that. People obviously like her for a fucking reason. I don't know right now why you guys like her, so I'm going to go and fucking find out. So if you want to do a section,
we're going to do a proper section on the podcast, keep us updated.
There is
live.
One song that I do like. I don't even remember how it goes, but there's one song that I do like.
I don't mind her old music. I mean, what I say, it was my favorite songs ever. No, if it came on in the car, I'd probably sing along. Like that 22 song, I like. Uh oh, it feels like a perfect night. Sorry if the visuals die. The camera's low. MTV VMAs is done on fan voting, so they put forward the biggest artists for the most amount of categories in order for their fans to vote and tune in on the night. I wouldn't really have an issue with it if it wasn't if it wasn't the VMAs. Like, as you can see, VMAs, Lady Gaga's Meat Dress, Britney Spears and Madonna's Kiss, Beyonce announced she was pregnant, Miley Cyrus twerking on Robin Thicke, Miley What's Good. Like, it's just the hub of the award shows for the messy pop culture iconic moments. And it's like embarrassing for them that they've had to whittle down to just nominating Taylor Swift for 10 categories. Because I nominate Taylor Swift for Artist of the Year, Album of the Year. Yeah, all those things broke records. She broke records. She's the biggest artist of the planet. Of course, she should be nominated for Artist of the Year. You cannot sit there and look me in the eye and say that Taylor Swift had the top five best music videos released in the past year.
I don't know a single Taylor Swift. Exactly. Music, like, video.
And it's the problem with, and it's not just, and I'm not just coming for Taylor Swift. Fuck, I can't even remember who else was nominated. Fucking Billie Eilish's Lunch music video was dreadful.
No, it wasn't.
Come on. Five best music videos of the past year. You think Billie Eilish Lunch?
Yeah, probably, because I don't know. I haven't watched a single other music video this year.
Well, this is the
and I watched that like four
that
times.
I have that. Music videos are already such a dying breed. Like, we should be encouraging artists to make good fucking music videos.
That was a good music video. I've got to disagree with you, darling.
No, I'm sorry. I don't. Maybe I just don't think you're not watching enough music videos.
So what was better then?
Off the top of my head, music videos which are like popular. Because I said in my TikTok, I'm like, right, I understand the business like strategy of this is to nominate famous artists to get their fans to vote. So I could sit here and name like Doechii alter ego or Victoria Monet, all right. Like, but these artists aren't comparable to Taylor Swift, Doja Cat, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, so you can't, you're not going to nominate them, but they had very good music videos, right? Off the top of my head, artists which I think are of a similar, like, or at least slight caliber, I thought Dua Lipa's Perfect Illusion or Houdini were great music videos. Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us, is such a fucking good music video. Megan's Boa and Hiss were very culturally relevant, had people fucking talking. And
yeah, wait, Kendrick Lamar didn't get nominated. Yeah, disrespectful.
The fucking Megan's Boa video, the special effects on that were crazy. And as an independent, self-funded music video, compared to fucking Billie Eilish in one room, jumping up and down a studio, like, in a white, on a white wall. Mm. Sabrina Carpenter, Please, 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 where she confirmed her relationship with Barry Keoghan. Like, that was a big, like, that had people talking.
Okay, write me a list. I'm going to go watch all of them.
Like there are music videos by artists who are, like, maybe, okay, so say Taylor Swift, Eminem, Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, they're A-list singers, right? And maybe, like, Megan, Dua, Sabrina, they're, like, more B-list. But these people still have big fan bases who would vote. And also, Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish and all these people are nominated in other categories anyway. Their fans are voting for them in the other categories. Mm-hmm. Like, it just annoys me when music videos are already kind of dying and it used to be such a big part of pop culture music videos. And, like, people don't, like, record labels don't put enough budget or don't allocate budget to music videos anymore because not as many people watch it anymore. And someone like VMAs, the only or the biggest award show for music videos, is not even treating the nominations seriously. Like, it's only going to deplete the budget even more and be taken less seriously to the point where music videos are just dead completely. Mm. It's just annoying that, like, artists can work so hard for a music video and convince a record label and, like, promise them and, like, creatively come up with something so smart and so interesting. And then Billie Eilish jumping up and down in a studio gets nominated because she's more famous than them. Mm. Like, it's just like, where is the platform for people who are actually, like, creating the art?
Yeah.
But yeah, should we do What's Poppin'?
Yeah.
I actually have stuff this week.
I do too.
Yay! For once we have stuff. I'm reading a book. I can't remember who it's by. I've almost finished it. It's called The List. Oh, I wish I could remember the author's name. But it's interesting. It's basically, like, about cancel culture. And it's, like, this couple. There's this couple. One's, like, a podcaster. The guy's a podcaster. And the girl's, a journalist. It's very, like, modern day times. Mm-hmm. It's, like, one's a podcaster. One's, like, a journalist. But, like, Twitter famous. And they're getting married. But then, like, an anonymous list comes up about abusers in the media industry. Mm-hmm. And her partner's name was on it, but she's like a feminist writer. Mm-mm. And it's all about the politics of navigating, like, oh, she's called out all these people in the past and all these, oh, and it's like, now it's happening to her. Does she stand with her husband? Her wedding's in a month.
Oh, wow.
And it's like they have,
that,
like,
sounds juicy, though.
And they have, like, this, like, it's very, very relevant. And my songs are Check by Flo. Fantastic song and great music video as well. Speaking of music videos, go stream the music video. And this isn't a new song, but I've only just discovered it. It's $$$$, but, like, the actual written dollar sign, not the words dollar sign, by Gunna featuring Normani.
Oh.
I've been really liking it.
My What's Poppin' of the Week is a TikToker called, I love her, Corinna Fulgari. Have you seen her?
I don't think I've heard of her.
You need to watch. I'm surprised I haven't actually put her in the group chat, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, she's basically, like,
I've never seen her before.
Really? And basically, like, she will, like, she just, like, post, like, she posted, like, a 15-part, like, video thing to why she's coming off of TikTok, but she just never came off of TikTok. But she always, but, like, the, like, we, like, everyone is just, like, such an ally to her. But then she'll, like, post videos of her crying coming off TikTok. And then it'll be, like, her birthday coming up. And she'll post, like, a million part series of, like, her birthday coming up. But, like, I'm just so invested in everything she's got to say. Like, she's, like, she's, like, says so much about giving such little information. But it's just so enticing.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's very me coded.
Yeah, it's very you coded. I'm not going to lie. You need to, like, watch for her next series. I don't know what it's going to be because her birthday's been, oh, maybe her, Maybe when she's back at uni, I don't know. I'm trying to find some new podcasts to listen to though. Ooh. To be fair, actually, I was going to speak about it last time. I fucking love Alex L's podcast.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
I love her podcast. I love listening to it while I'm getting ready. And I love like, she's just so...
Sometimes you just need to listen to non-serious drivel like that.
Yeah, exactly. And she's just talking about like... anything and everything. I really enjoyed her one with Monet as well, talking about influencing and, you know, all of that stuff.
I don't know if you'll like it, but there's a podcast called, it's called something cult, and they like go through like, oh my god, what am I pressing? It's called Sounds Like a Cult. And they like explore things which are like, because you like your culty stuff.
Yeah,
conspiracy theory stuff. So some of them are like a bit more, some of them are a bit more serious, like the cult of conservative youth activism, the cult of mission trips, the cult of Hollywood. But some of them are a bit more like non-seriousness, like the cult of Glossier, the cult of Stanley Cups.
Yes, that's my vibe.
The cult of Lululemon, the cult of K-pop. It's called Sounds Like a Cult.
Oh my God. Cult K-pop, please. I need to investigate.
I'm not like super. I've only listened to a couple episodes. So like, I can't be like, this is my favorite podcast. But if you're looking for a new podcast, I feel like that might be up your street.
Yeah, that is definitely up my street. I will be reporting back. If you want to find me, Lewis, where can you find me? You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Isla Loba and Isla.
And you can find me on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at Look for Lewis. You can also find the podcast on TikTok and Instagram at Pop Up Podcast. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Pop Up Podcast, and leave us a comment or rate us 5 stars and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your podcast. And we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.